Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kingston Sports, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins with you all today on a Tuesday. Happy Cags home debut day. At Kauffman Stadium tonight, 6:40. Love that.
Great start time.
Love that.
Great
man.
Start time. Yep.
The sun will just be going down by the time we leave because it's Freed versus Cameron.
Yeah, it is true. 6:40, 7:40, 8 o'clock, game over. That was an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah, it was.
Literally look at where the game is at 8:40 because that'll be the 2-minute mark. Yeah. I'm interested to know over under seventh inning.
I'm going to take over the seventh inning. I think we're probably rolling into the
bottom of the
eighth.
Seventh would count as the over.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think we'll probably be in the eighth inning in 2 hours.
Gotcha.
If all goes according to plan with these two pitchers, I don't expect either of those guys to get rocked.
I thought you were going to say if all goes according to plan, according to these two stadiums.
Oh, well.
Paying homage to Kling there. Yeah. I set them up, Bob. You knock them down.
I guess Fox 4 had this story overnight. And so I'm just you know, getting my information from Fox 4 because they've been working for us. It's time for the state of Missouri just to tap out on this one now, man. Like, it really is. Just wave the white flag and say, Kansas, take the teams and do what you want. Here's the latest from Missouri right now. Okay, as you know, Kansas has the deadline of, 21 days now, the 30th of June. So we're talking 20 days now where the star bonds run out in the state of Kansas for the free money, no vote on that side of the state line. Here's what's going on in Missouri right now. The Missouri House of Representatives in Jeff City again Monday as lawmakers try to pass a stadium package aimed at keeping the Chiefs and Royals in Missouri. If the state passes it, they still need a local vote to get the money, okay? There's still that local component that needs to be voted on, whether they build the Royals in Clay County, Chiefs do renovations in Jackson County, whatever it is. If the state passes it, the local component still needs to be passed as well. And that's the biggest question for right now, Jackson County. And he says, Daron McGee, who is the Democratic legislative chairman, he's in charge of this stuff. What I can tell you, since I am the chairman, I do not envision a vote for the Chiefs or Royals this year. McGee said that the teams could do a vote in April of 26 or the primaries in August of 26 or even the midterms in November of 26. Why would these teams wait around for a potential vote in April, August, or November of next year, when for the next 20 days, they've got that free money and no vote in the state of Kansas? I can't figure out, unless you are just so wedded to refurbishing Arrowhead Stadium that you're willing to wait it out and go to another vote of the people to get the money, I just don't know what Missouri has right now of why either of these teams would wait and chance the opportunity to take the free money and no vote on the Kansas side of the state line. I'm doing the say it out loud test. Can somebody help me with that one?
So I don't think that they owe it to the voters of Jackson County. They were very loud about what they said.
Mm-hmm.
But this is starting to go the exact way that I thought it would. And that is, now I think that if you do give it to a vote in the Chiefs' wait, I think they know that if they lose, no matter what, they can go right to Kansas and they can start the day after.
But the star bonds expire on June 30th in the state of Kansas. They sunset. They are over. There's no more star bonds after June 30th.
Okay.
You have a deadline in the state of Kansas. There is no, all right, we're not going to take your money. We're going to try it over here, and you know, we're going to keep you as backup. Like that, yeah, Kansas ain't a booty call in all this right now.
No, but I don't think that Kansas would just, like, run away.
But that's the law. The law is the bond sunset on June 30th. And then if they if they were going to do it again, then they'd have to go back to Topeka and go through the whole thing again. And, you know, and there's no guarantees at that point in time there'd be an appetite to do something again when you have the appetite for an entire calendar year.
You think that maybe these teams want to see it for a second time? To see if they really, truly want to have these teams stay in their towns?
I think more so maybe with the Chiefs than the Royals at this point in time. I think the Royals were really down about what happened with that vote. Like, really, really disappointed with it, right? But I think there's more sentimental value for the Chiefs than there is for the Royals right now, because Clark's dad built the stadium, and we've talked about it. And I understand that, man. If you've ever moved out of your childhood home, it's sad. You go by and you look at it every once in a while and go, man, that's where I grew up and all that kind of stuff. There's sentimental value there. But if you're not going to be able to put this thing to a vote of the people until at the earliest April of 26, that's 2 years later than the first vote that you sent to the people that got its teeth kicked in. And as we know, the Royals have said, we're out after the 2030 season. 2031, you know, we're going to open the new stadium. That's when the lease expires at Arrowhead as well. If they want to hang on and do it because of sentimental value, I understand all that. However, be careful what happens, because what if it doesn't pass? What if a vote doesn't pass in Jackson County? I just saw another story on Fox 4 this morning as well, because, again, they're working for us, about a Casey condo owner surprised by 153% increase in assessment. So they're still out here raising the assessment values on people. Are people going to be on the hook and want to be have an appetite, I should say, for more taxes when they're already paying these high property taxes? Those are the things that you have to kind of factor in as well. And so that's where the state of Missouri is right now. They don't expect to vote locally until next April at the earliest. Meanwhile, that's almost an entire year from June 30th, 10 months from June 30th, where you could have already, you know, put shovels in the ground and started this thing.
And there's no way you can extend star bonds.
It has to go back to the state.
And how long does that take?
I don't know. However long. I mean, the state doesn't meet again until January.
Okay.
So
I just feel like Missouri still is in the relationship. Kansas is the one that sees the argument and is ready to just be like, "Hey, the movie. You want to come over and like relieve some stress?" Because I mean, I just feel like they will do things. Like if it does go to a vote, I still think that Kansas will try to keep being in the loop if it doesn't pass.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything on that one.
I don't think Kansas would literally look at it as like an FU, in my opinion. Because I don't think they've looked at it that way this entire time. Because to be fair, they could have like been that way already. Like they could have already made their decision and been like, yeah, it's over. Like we're done with that. We're not even going to consider this. I don't care what the legislators do. We're just going to stray here now. And the teams haven't. So I'm wondering.
Well, I think you do play it out to wait and see ultimately what you guys can offer or what those guys can offer, whoever. I think you wait it out as long as you possibly can to see what those offers are. But if you get stuff like this, you're like, all right, we're out, man. Like, come on. You can't get out of your own way now and saying we're not even going to get this thing to a vote until next year. I don't know. We'll see what happens with these teams.
And I would assume if Missouri can call for a special session, then Kansas could call for a special session.
Could, yeah, so, absolutely. I mean, and have. They did that last year.
It may not have to be January or July or June or whatever. They get an extension. Be like, hey, they're going to go to a vote? Sweet. All right, hey, special session. If we want these guys, here we go. Let's get together.
And who knows what the appetite for that is. I think, you know, Missouri, much like Kansas, is a very divided state, right? You have Johnson, Wyandotte County, and then the rest of the state. Missouri, you have St. Louis and Kansas City and the rest of the state, you know? So I don't know. I don't know if Kansas would, you know, put new star bonds out there. I don't know what the feeling is in the state of that. Yeah. I've not gotten that far. I didn't think we'd be at this point in time where Missouri's like, it's going to be at least another year before we vote on this thing.
Yeah,
and because of that, because they just don't have their house in order, mm-hmm. That's where I would be like, all right, we're done here. It's like, again, you've been in bad relationships. You realize this person, maybe you really like this person a lot, but at the end of the day, you realize that person just isn't good for you. But it's hard to get away from that person because you really love them, right? And I think that's kind of the relationship that we're seeing more so with the Chiefs than we are with the Royals, I think, at this point in time.
Yeah, because I'm with you. I don't think Clark's ready to move out of that house yet.
That's the feeling that I get. That's the feeling that I get from a lot of folks. But again, who knows? You know, yeah. I hope as the week goes on, we'll gather more information, you know, on that kind of stuff. But like, if Clark is feeling that way, I get it, man. I get it. Your dad, man, he, you know, I think it was last weekend, it was the anniversary of the merger. And I was reading, you know, about the merger again and how much Lamar Hunt, you know, is responsible for this league and where it is. They, like, we're not talking about a cookie cutter stadium that was built in the 70s in Pittsburgh or Cincinnati. We're talking about a ahead of its time stadium that was built by basically the founder of this league. Mm-hmm. And his son is like, man, I really like pay homage to my dad with all of this. So I get it. It's a hard situation if you're the Hunt family. I think a lot easier if you're the Royals.
I think the reason why I have some belief in that is because we always hear about his suite that he has built into the stadium, and it still looks like it did when Lamar had it built.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like the old wood and everything.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it's remarkable. It's amazing that thing's in the stadium. Like, whoa, I can't believe this is in here. This is cool. But I mean, you can also build that in a new stadium as well. But look, I get it. I understand. It's sentimental, man.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get into one word, but also we'll talk about the top 10 GMs in football, plus how big this series is in reality for the Royals versus the Yanks. 2 out of 3, big? We'll discuss. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
morning here, 96.5 The Fan. It is Fesco and Dusty, and of course Mac as well, riding alongside with us this morning. Hope you guys are all having a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday as we get set for the Jack Caglione debut out at Kauffman Stadium tonight. Obviously, the big top story of the day for us here in Kansas City. And then coming up a little bit later on, about a half hour from now, we're going to give you the second opportunity of the week to qualify for the Hy-Vee Father's Day gift card of $500. Every day this week around 7:45, we're going to ask you about a famous father. We'll give you three clues to that. And if you know who that famous father is and you are caller number, what caller number today, Mac, do we want to go with on that one a little bit later on?
Let's do number 8.
Caller number 8, and you know the famous father, you will be one of 5 entries eligible to win the $500 Hy-Vee gift card that we will draw for on Friday. So everybody who qualifies Monday through Friday, one qualifier a day, will be put into a hat, will be drawn, and that one winner will get a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee.
How much?
$500!
Wow.
It's like a Hy-Vee.
That's awesome.
That's a hell of a gift for Father's Day. So be listening in about a half hour and have an opportunity to qualify to win.
We'll be eating ribeyes and twice baked potatoes on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. You can go out there and get stuff you never thought you could get before at Hy-Vee. They've got their steak sale going on Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday, and Saturday. They got tomahawk ribeyes on sale this week. Damn. They've got fillets on sale this week. They got regular ribeyes on sale this week. So that's coming up a little bit later on in the week, man. That's going to be so good. Beef.
Oh, yeah, beef. There's a guy in Barstool Golf. His name's Beef, and he's exactly what you think he looked like.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I mean, probably 400 pounds.
Beef.
And how he swings a golf club so efficiently.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Damn.
He's like their head pro.
Wow.
And you're just like, really? Okay. And his name's Beef.
I like Michael Scott saying it. Beef is what's for dinner.
What a show. Speaking of a show, tonight, Caglione. You'll be in attendance. You'll see the reaction of everybody welcoming him to the plate. It's going to be a fun moment. Mm-hmm. I assume he'll probably be leading off the second inning. Watch that happen. Everybody's going to get all the way to the 5, and Salvador Perez ground out. Jack Caglione leads off the second, which cool makes like the moment even more about him. But it's
I would rather have that. Yeah,
yeah, and that I mean that's what it was in St. Louis when he came up in the top of the second. He was all by himself, and it was the moment. And it was cool and. Everything was there, and even the home crowd in St. Louis, however many there was, 12 to 13 maybe of them, you know, they stood up, they cheered, they knew the situation. I mean, it was a big prospect. He's top 10 in baseball, Royals number one prospect, big dude. But there's another big dude playing in this park tonight, and that's Aaron Judge.
Yep.
And to me, it's crazy to think that the Royals might have a guy in town that people are more excited to see than the guy coming in town from the Yankees. It's like a lot of times in my life, you know, we had good players. We had like Randa and Sweeney and Beltran for a couple of years and Jermaine Dye as well. But you always kind of knew when other teams brought guys. Like, you were always like, oh, I'm going to the game tonight because Griffey's going to be in town.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, Randy Johnson's going to pitch on Friday night. I'm going to go see that game. Like, I want to watch that. Or, hey, it's, you know, Baltimore's in town and Cal Ripken's playing. Or, you get it, Boston's in town. I want to see Manny Ramirez or Pedro Martinez. And the Yankees are in town and Aaron Judge hitting 396 with 23 home runs. And 55 RBI, probably the best hitter in baseball right now. And this entire town is going tonight to watch Jack Caglione.
It's really the first time in a long time, save the playoffs, where there may be more Royals fans than Yankee fans in attendance. And rightfully so. I mean, the Royals didn't give us anything for 30 years worth cheering for mm-hmm. the most part, right? An off year here or there, you know, in 2003 and whatnot. And, you know, everybody had seen Mike Sweeney and Carlos Beltran mm-hmm. at that point. And I think where the Royals, you know, lost it during that generation was the fact that the kids didn't have anybody to root for. There was nobody you could wrap your arms around as a kid and be your idol. Here in Kansas mm-hmm. City, and so everybody went and found other teams. Kids your age, basically, we're talking about. They went and found the Red Sox or the Yankees or whoever, mm-hmm. you know, and they became fans of that team because the Royals were losing 100 games a year, and it was not fun. And so everybody just kind of moved on. Then the Royals started winning again. They brought players in that you could wrap your arms around and love. And then that generation, my kids' generation, grows up: Haas, Moose, Salvi, Bobby. Now they've got Bobby and Cags, and you know we're turning that generation over while being connected to the old generation with Salvi. Like mm-hmm. so, the Royals are finally finally doing their part to win over fans. Just because you roll out a team doesn't mean people should be fans from you, even if they are in your town. You got to give them a reason why. And the Royals are doing that right now. You've got Bobby Witt Jr., obviously, Cole Reagans. I mean, the kid pitching tonight, Noah Cameron. You still have Salvi out there. Jonathan India's playing good baseball. Mikel Garcia. Like, there's players you can now wrap your arms around. So I think this is going to be the first regular season game we've seen in many, many years where there's probably going to be more Royals fans in attendance than Yankee fans out there. And, you know, usually when the Yankees are in town, I like to drive by the Fairmont Hotel or whatever it's called now in the Plaza, because that's where the visiting teams stay for the most part. Mm-hmm. And unless they've moved to the Lowe's now, I don't know. But you could always tell the Yankees were in town because there are people outside the hotel trying to get a glimpse, right? It's a traveling road show, at least it was back in the day. I wonder how many people are going to be hanging out at the hotel trying to get Aaron Judge's autograph or Max Fried's autograph today, because back in the day, there used to be 20, 30, you know, adults standing out of the hotel at like 11 o'clock in the morning hoping to see these guys.
Or they'll roam the plaza.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On Monday afternoon.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Because the Yankees, where did they finish? They were in, were they in New York? Yeah. They were playing Boston and New York. So they probably didn't fly until late yesterday afternoon or so. Probably went out to dinner on the plaza. You're right, but I'm sure there were adults down there trying to spy Aaron Judge.
Where I always noticed it, and this is when I became like a media member, and you get your credential, you go in that one gate, and that one gate where you go in is where the team walks in.
Yeah.
And you just see like the importance of the team, like when the Yankees are in town, you just see it's just covered, that little railing right there, and they just walk right in.
Yeah.
And it's just, you see them walk, because I remember Detroit did it, and Miguel Cabrera was coming to town. And I was like, I just want to stand out here with the fans, see what this is like. Because there was, you know, probably 20 people on each side of the railing. So 40, 50 people there. It's kind of a lot for that area.
That's a big,
I'm watching them, and, you know, here comes Miguel Cabrera. And I mean, just flashy, smells nice, looks nice. Hey, everybody, how you doing? How you doing, everybody?
My kids thought Jorge Soler smelled so good one time in an elevator. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Wasn't it Salvi in the playoffs to put perfume on?
He still wears it. Yeah.
The other thing of note tonight, obviously Caglione, Bobby Witt Jr., Aaron Judge, national television.
Yep.
So it's TBS 640.
Mm-hmm.
Can watch it from a different announcer perspective. You can still hear it here on 96.5 The Fan. Fern's On Deck show at 5:30 here tonight as the sophomore album continues to move through. But I just thought that was an interesting little nugget that maybe for the first time in my life, I know that we would go watch Greinke pitch. Like, that would take you to
the ballpark. Take you to the ballpark.
When he was 09, you know,
But the other 4 days, you were not going near or even consuming.
Or
what
if
was
you
going
did,
on.
You're like, oh, I'm going to go watch because X body's in town, you know, whatever.
Right.
And now it's, Judge is in town. The Yankees are in town. It's that sort of atmosphere, but it's more so like, I'm going tonight because of Jack Caglione.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going tonight because I want to see if Jack gets his first home run in Kauffman Stadium. I'm going tonight because the future is this 22-year-old. Yes, I'm going, and I'm also getting the luxury of seeing Aaron Judge, who will be out there tonight. Because, again, you're going to have a 6'5", 250-pound right fielder and a 6'7", 280-pound right fielder.
Well, I think also, too, I mean, you've got the ability to go watch the two best players in the American League play against each other for the next 3 days. And Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, nobody else in baseball is giving you the star matchup that we've got here in Kansas City. I mean, this is how you create fans. This is how you grow the game. You've got these two players facing off tonight on national television. This is baseball's opportunity to shine, man. And and I hope TBS, right? It's TBS that's doing the game tonight. I don't know who's on the call of that game, but I hope they do an amazing job of letting everybody know we're watching the two best players in the American League go head to head. Two of the best pitchers right now in the American League. Yes, most people have never heard of Noah Cameron, but he's pitching like one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. And you got a potential superstar in the making in Jack Caglione. And, oh, by the way, Salvi's still here, too. Like, hey, there's so much for this game tonight for baseball to celebrate.
Noah Cameron is doing things that the last time they did, the guy's name was Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah, I know, right?
Don't ask. But before we get into
we've got Costas and Darling tonight.
Oh, great.
Costas is on the call tonight.
Yes, sir.
There's a base hit. Oh, shucks.
Oh, no. He got it. Ron Darling is fantastic. No way. Are you serious? I thought Costas retired from doing baseball.
It's the Yankees, man.
I swear to God. Are you looking at the right thing?
According to Jimmy Traynor, yeah. Royals game on TBS tonight. Yeah.
I swear to God, Bob Costas at the end of baseball season said he was not going to be doing it anymore. Did I miss that?
Yeah.
Didn't Costa say he was, like, taking a step back?
Hit to short. Whip. gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can, and it's just the point we were making. It's not Giancarlo's fault. A near base hit, couldn't beat it out at the other end, turns into a double play.
Yeah, November 1st, he said he was retiring.
Yeah, well, so did Jordan. He came back three times.
His ongoing postseason struggles. Here's a drive to deep left field. Does it have enough? It does not. At the edge of the track, Melendez takes it.
Are you sure we're reading the right thing? It's not a tweet from the playoffs? Because it says sportscast. This is Yahoo. Sportscaster Bob Costas has revealed that he will be retiring after being the voice of MLB play-by-play for more than 40 years.
He's not doing playoffs anymore.
It says retired. First reported by Andrew Marshall of The Athletic. His retirement has been planned for over a year. His contract with TBS expired at the end of the season.
I don't know. I mean, he looked it up.
Okay, now it's saying the primary play-by-play announcers for TBS for MLB Tuesday are Alex Faust and Brian Anderson.
There you go.
Okay.
Brian Anderson, the former Royals pitcher?
I don't know who Alex Faust is. Is that a former player? Because Brian Anderson is an announcer, but Brian Anderson is also the former pitcher that is an announcer. Mm. So there's two Brian Andersons, and they both go by BA, and they both announce baseball. One's the play-by-play guy. One's our BA who pitched here in 03. I've never heard of Alex Faust. I don't know who that gentleman is.
Never heard of him.
There you go. So before we get into one word, let me steal Max's thunder here. One word from you as Brett Veach is considered the fifth best GM in football.
Stupid.
Okay.
I mean, we thought we had a dumb list earlier with Patrick Mahomes, right? With the commentary on Patrick Mahomes. Brett Veach being ranked as the fifth best GM in the NFL is just stupid. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. Of course, they got everybody's, you know, golden child, Howie Roseman, number one. He's the golden boy of the NFL. He can do no wrong,
right? He's pretty good.
Yeah, this is golden boy.
If he's not one, he's two.
Well, he should be two behind Brett Veach because Howie Roseman has won Super Bowl. Les Snead coming in at number two.
Les Snead. Legarius is dead?
That's exactly right. The Rams general manager, number two.
Which is a great GM.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Not better than Brett Veach.
I'm just saying he rebuilt what was a bottom five defense and made it a top 10 defense in one draft last year, just like we've seen Brett Veach do with units. Mm-hmm. Just giving him his credit.
Right. No, I'm not taking anything away from Les Snead. Yep. He's not the best, though.
Because, no, that's fair.
You know, Brad Holmes, Detroit Lions.
Solid GM.
What has he won? Eric DaCosta, Baltimore Ravens. What has he won? And then Brett Veach at number five. You're telling me Eric DaCosta, Brad Holmes, Les Snead, and Howie Roseman are all better than a general manager who's been to five Super Bowls and won three and have been to seven straight AFC championship games?
I think you could have an argument with Roseman and Veach. I think it's closer than we think. But I think they're one and two.
They're definitely one and two.
And then I think if you took like the quarterback debate where, in my opinion, it's Mahomes and Allen, and I don't think there really is an argument, then like your Snead could be your Burrow. Jackson could be your guy in Detroit. Because you got
Cody Tapp's number nine on this list. I don't know if you guys have seen Cody on this list.
That's pretty good.
Can you see it on the camera?
That's pretty
Can
good.
Can you see it on the camera?
Oh, yeah.
See, Cody Tapp is the number ninth best general manager.
He got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Jason.
Yeah. I do think that Detroit's GM should be in the top five. I mean, that you think about what that team has been for 35, 40 years.
Fair point on that one.
And what they've been for the last four. So, yeah, they may not have won the Super Bowl, but for God's sakes, they're winning. And that's the thing that they've won. Baltimore's been relevant for ever since John Harbaugh has been in the building.
I feel like they've been relevant since they've moved from Cleveland.
That's fair. I mean, they won two Super Bowls.
How many losing seasons, and this is Mac, you need to jump on this one. How many losing seasons have the Ravens had in Baltimore? I guarantee you.
Less than five.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to put the over-under at five. No. I'm going to put the over-under at five.
Because they took Lamar at 32, so it's not like
they traded back in for that.
Oh, that's right.
They traded back in to get Lamar at 32. I guarantee it's under five. Maybe it's five.
Since 1996, eight losing seasons. Okay. They've also had 17 winning seasons, three seasons where they finished 8-8.
And they had two Super Bowl titles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hell of a run there.
All right, Mac.
I look at this list and I just see a lot of good GMs. That's what I noticed.
Yeah.
A lot of really good GMs.
I see a lot
GMs.
Of hardware missing from a lot of people that are ranked ahead of Brent
I
Veach,
think you're
though.
One of the few that judge GMs like that, but that's fair.
But it's about winning, isn't it? And putting the best product on the field.
It's about putting the best product on the field. The winning is not up to the GM.
No, but putting the best product on the field contributes to winning. I mean, we can't devalue winning in professional sports. We've done that way too much in professional sports. We have devalued winning. We have devalued what matters because people want to say, oh, look at the great roster you put together. But you're not winning. I don't care about your roster if you're not winning. I don't.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Just so everyone's aware, real quick, before Mac dives into One Word, yes, the Royals will still be on their original channel plus TBS. Yes. So they're on both. But if you want to hear a different sort of perspective from an announcement crew, like you want to hear what somebody else has to say about Caglione other than what you normally hear, then you can flip over to TBS.
Oh, it's still on the regular channel?
I believe so.
Oh, I didn't know if national television supersized that one. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I always like getting a different perspective.
Same.
I love listening, except when you listen to people and they say Perez. Other than that, I love listening to the other perspective because you learn so many different things about how people outside are perceiving your team.
Right here, FanDuel Sports Kansas City, tonight, 6:30, Royals baseball.
Okay, so it's on both. Cool.
Good. Yeah, it should be.
So the national, probably blacked out here on the national broadcast. Then, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Speaking of, Royals Yankees game one tonight, one word.
Anticipation. Anticipating this one. This feels like a playoff game. Two top of the tier rotation guys, the two best players in the American League, and a home debut of a kid that was drafted a year ago that everybody's been excited about for 365 days. So anticipation for me.
I would say opportunity. This is an opportunity for baseball to really dive into this game, see what the ratings do on TBS, see what the viewpoint is for this game, because you have Aaron Judge doing historic things this season. You have Jack Caglione, who clearly is a superstar outside of this area due to the baseball card world, due to kids following prospects more and more to get autographs, to get in tune with the game. And then also you have Bobby Witt Jr., who's a superstar in himself, all in one game tonight. See what happens. Exploit your stars and create something with this. You have an opportunity. That's what tonight's game is. It's opportunity for MLB. Put Judge's face on every TV that could be hitting 400, could have one of the greatest MLB seasons we've ever seen. Bobby Witt Jr., you never know. He might make another diving catch. Hell, what's his name? Denzel Clark out in Sacramento. He's the one making three straight plays. Like, he's doing it. Let Bobby Witt do that. Put him on that sort of screen time. And then again, let's say you do lean into Jack Caglione. You put all your chips into the Jack Caglione pot, and he hits a 468-foot piss missile into the water fountains, and it's on your network, it's on your television screen, it's on two different channels. Yeah, you have an opportunity here to really put some superstars in the driver's seat for your sport that could really, really use a face or two.
And today's a great day to have that national TV game. There are no Stanley Cup playoffs. There's no NBA postseason.
Competing with no one.
You're competing with nothing today. This is a standalone moment for Major League Baseball. Try to take advantage of it. Now, they can't force people to turn on their TVs, but you've got an opportunity when they are there on their TVs to sell the hell out of Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt and this pitching matchup and faces of baseball. It's a good day for Major League Baseball. Don't blow it.
Got to figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
Tell him, Tim.
All right, we're going around sports and headlines. One word, NHL Stanley Cup Finals Game 3 was last night. Edmonton took the L 1-6 to Florida, now down 2-1 in the series.
6-1, we usually give the high score first, and that's how that works. Blowout. What the hell was that? Blowout.
Yeah, disappointment. Last two games with the overtime, this game was just one of those.
You were hoping, right?
I was like, will we get three in a row? My buddy's like, I don't think so. Normally it doesn't work out that way. We were set up for failure with a blowout, but it was 2-0 at one point, which is, of course, we all know the worst lead you could ever have in sports, because 2-0 in hockey means you lose.
Or 6-0 in the NFL. I hate that. 9-0 in the NFL.
And then it was, and then it wasn't. It was 2-0, then it was 2-1. And then it went 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1. Good night, Cincinnati.
Yes.
No double overtime.
Dickie V got an extension with the NCAA. He will keep announcing college basketball games for the next few years. One word on Vitale staying in our lives and staying on our TVs.
Awesome, baby! I love it. I think Dick Vitale is the most important person in the history of college basketball, and I will never back down for that. He took over broadcasting college basketball when ESPN first started. He created the bigness that is college basketball. He created the FOMO. He was the biggest star in college basketball. If everybody loves something or someone as much as Dick Vitale loves college basketball, think about how much better this world will be. He is the great. Him and John Madden are the two most important people in their sports histories. John Madden presented the NFL, made the NFL fun in a time when baseball was dominating, and Dick Vitale was on a network that nobody ever heard of, screaming and yelling about diaper dandies and how, like, Dick Vitale is the most important person in college basketball history. I think it's awesome with a capital A.
Yeah, do we know what the extension was? It's like two years.
Yep.
I would have liked it to just be 1 year. Long, I think it is for me, because like he's battled, he's come up and down, and I don't know if he has 2 years left to do broadcasting. I would have liked this to be like the swan song season, you know, to give him everything and all that, because we kind of saw what's his face go a little too long in college football pregame. Lee Corso.
Yes, thank you. Lee Corso.
Like, Lee Corso probably didn't need to go last year. We could have just, you know.
But Dick Vitale's not that way, though. He's still got it, you know. He's still good.
He's got the, oh, baby, he's got that stuff, but he's not throwing his fastball the same.
But he was never a guy that was an X's and O's breaking down game. He was the excitement guy.
For sure.
He was the guy that, you know, and a guy would dump it. And Lee, I mean.
Yeah, it got bad.
It got bad. Like, they're not rolling Dick Vitale out.
That's what I'm saying.
There.
I hope we don't get to that point where it's like, damn, dude, it's bad.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You don't want to see that. Yeah. And we've done that with Lee Corso now for a couple of years.
It's done now.
One word on this Candace Parker audio discussing Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese in the rivalry.
Oh, still?
So I just think that it's like comparing apples and oranges. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
at least
they don't play the same position.
They like doing the like Magic and the Bird comparison. Well, they played similar positions. Like Bird won a point guard, but he played the guard position. Like they at least kind of match up. This, like, what are we doing? So I'm not falling into that. I'm not into the comparison. I think that there are a number of things that Angel can improve on, will improve on in the situation she's in. And I think Caitlin Clark has done that even in her first year in terms of, you know, being able to be that floor general. Her and Aaliyah Boston's connection has really improved. And I think the thing about Caitlin, yes, she can shoot from the logo, but she makes her team better.
No doubt. I mean, that's the difference right there. I don't think Angel Reese makes her team better at all. She had 4 points the other day, and they got beat by the Indiana Fever without Caitlin Clark by like 30. And she had 4 points in that game. I don't care that they play different positions. We compare people all the time in sports. That's irrelevant.
Nonsense.
Yeah. If you're the best player in the NBA, who are we debating? Or the best players in the NBA? They don't all play the same position ever. That's never been the case, right? So I don't think it matters that they don't play the same position. What matters is one makes their team better and one really doesn't.
Yeah, it's irrelevant. I didn't know that we were comparing the two. I think we're just hoping it was a rivalry. I didn't think we were comparing the two basketball players in the sport.
Because there's no comparison there.
Yeah,
one's just good.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's like comparing Patrick Mahomes to Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has more rebounds than points now, by the way.
Yeah, saw that.
How many missed shots does she have?
Oh, Lord.
What's your shooting percentage? 9?
Yeah, exactly.
Coming up on the other side, we give you a chance at a Hy-Vee gift card. Remember, we will have 5 qualifiers. We already have 1, so we have 4 to go. One of you will be drawn out of a hat and a chance to win $500 to Hy-Vee for a gift card for Father's Day. We get to our famous father on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Tuesday threesome, because it is Tuesday, your guys' favorite day of the week.
I mean, that's a really good threesome.
Better believe it. There's some guys, Mac, that are deciding not to show up to their mandatory minicamp due to contract negotiations.
Mac is not happy.
Number one, Trey Hendrickson, he has not received a new contract, and he has been looking for one, is not attending the Bengals' mandatory minicamp.
Don't blame him.
Yeah. And to keep the narrative there, Steelers standout edge rusher T.J. Watt, also seeking a new contract, is not attending Pittsburgh's mandatory minicamp.
A lot of people are saying the Steelers would be better to trade T.J. Watt and kind of start the rebuild of their franchise. Is Aaron Rodgers showing up, though?
Yeah. Exactly. Would have been a good idea to trade T.J. Watt.
Absolutely would have been.
Would have been great.
For 1 year, would you trade Travis Kelce for T.J. Watt?
No.
Yes.
I would not.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nope. Not trading that guy.
Put that on the Twitter poll tomorrow.
Dusty Likens says to trade Travis Kelce for T.J. Watt.
Oh, man.
All right, let's give away a $500 qualifier, right?
No.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away three clues for a dad, a famous TV dad. And after the third clue, if your caller number...
Number 8
to 913-586-7965, you will qualify. Our first clue is a father of one. So we'll give those clues here between the next 5 minutes or so. And we will continue to give those clues as the segment rolls along. When you get all three and you know who that famous father is, be caller number 8. Our first clue is father of Juan.
All right. Tuesday threesome time.
All right. Lay it out for you. Fish tacos from Twisted.
Have you been yet?
I haven't been yet. Oh. I've not gotten Twisted.
When are you ever going to just take advantage of my opportunities for you to go try it? You finally had the burrito.
You were right about the burrito.
Let me tell you, the ones we got last night from Twisted, like, I don't know, they must have used bigger taco shells or something. Oh man, they are so good.
Such a great place.
My daughter takes a bite out of one and she goes, "They actually use real fish, Dad." I'm like, "Yeah, they do. It's grilled mahi-mahi. It's not some fried stuff," which we're going to get to here in 1 second. Ooh. So I got fish tacos from Twisted. Arthur Treacher's The Fish Restaurant.
Never heard of it.
Oh, you want to know about Arthur Treacher's? Because I can tell you all about it.
Okay.
Or a perfectly grilled ribeye. Those are your threesomes.
Like the one I had the other night.
And Hy-Vee's going to have those perfectly grilled ribeyes on sale this week on their steak sale. Our second clue is bowler. Second clue is bowler.
All right, bowler.
So what was clue one?
Father of one.
Clue two?
Bowler.
I've got a clue.
Mm-hmm. And so Arthur Treacher's, you look at me, you go, "What is that?" Okay, put the music off. Oh. I'll start from the back to the beginning on this one. So last night I get a text.
It is Tuesday.
I get a text from my neighbor last night, like two doors down, right? Like two or three houses down. He goes, "What in the hell is going on over there?" Right?
About the Amazon driver?
Yeah, right.
What the hell was that?
I was outside last night talking to my wife, and I was laughing so hard and so loud because I brought up this Arthur Treacher's, right? Okay. And this was, it was an old fish and chips restaurant back in the day. It was like a rival to Long John Silver's, right?
Mm.
And so... It started with a clickbait headline that said, like, fast food fish restaurant to shutter locations. And I'm like, oh, I guess Long John Silver's is closing, right? So I clicked on the headline. And it wasn't about Long John Silver's at all. It was about this place called Arthur Treacher's, which, like, used to have 900 locations, and now they're down to 3.
Damn.
And they're all in the Cleveland area. So people up in Cleveland are eating this fish and chips called Arthur Treacher's, right? There used to be, a location in Independence. Yes, I went down a rabbit hole, okay? There used to be locations here. I've never been. I never really heard of this place before. But it's named after an actor, Arthur Treacher, who was in the Shirley Temple show and actually was the first butler on TV to be called Jeeves. And so somehow... they named this fish restaurant after this guy.
Hmm.
And so Jen's like, what are you doing over there? I'm like, well, I'm reading about this Arthur Treacher's. And she goes, what is this? And so I went through the whole thing about how Arthur Treacher's used to be this great, true British fish and chips restaurant that used cod. It was great and people loved it. And then shockingly, it was taken over by corporate America. Mrs. Paul's, the fish stick maker, bought Arthur Treacher's, and apparently they had a run on pollock. And so they switched the fish from cod to pollock. And Arthur
Treacher.
And that's what my wife said. She goes, "Why are you telling me this story?"
Yeah. Can't ever get that 30 seconds back in your life.
And I said, "I don't know." And I was laughing so hard and so loud because just the way she reacted. My neighbor's like, "What is so funny? What are you guys doing?" Because he goes, "We're down here laughing as well." I go, "I'm giving the Arthur Treacher's history of a fish restaurant that used to have 900 locations, and they're down to 3, and they just opened a new one in 2025 in Cleveland Heights, Ohio."
And Jen's like, shut up.
She was about to take a shovel to the back of your head.
She was. I'm sure somewhere Travis Kelce's like, I like Arthur Treacher's, right? But it goes to show you, business-wise, they made the switch from cod, which is a nice fish, to this crap pollock, and it killed their business. Welcome to corporate America. Taking over everything and killing everybody's business, right? So the moral of the story is stick with the cod. Don't switch to the pollock. And then it starts the Long John. What was the last time anybody went to Long John Silver's? Ooh. I feel like Long John Silver's is like, we were talking about this, like Subway. You don't plan to go there. You end up there, right? But everybody's like, yeah, I like those little things in Long John Silver's, and the hush puppies are good. When was the last time you were there? 95.
Clue one was father of one. Clue two is bowler. Clue three is?
Bedrock.
So there you go. Name that father. You could be a qualifier. We have five. We've lost one. There are four qualifiers left. One of you will be selected at the end of the week for a $500 Hy-Vee gift card that you could use for Father's Day on Sunday.
So which are you going with? The Twisted Fish Tacos and Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips
platter? I don't
want to
hear Arthur Treacher's name ever again in my life.
And a grilled ribeye.
I'm with Jen. Like, who the frick cares?
This guy's never gone down a rabbit hole telling us about his baseball cards, right?
Only if you ask.
I think she asked. She goes, what are you doing? I said, well,
here you go.
A normal person would say, read about Arthur Treacher's. And she'd be like, either, oh, what's Arthur Treacher's and what's so special about it? Or it'd be, oh, okay. And then
I don't think she even asked. I think I just told her
exactly.
The story.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like you're like Cliff Clavin here. Like, what are you doing?
But to answer your question, give me the perfectly grilled ribeye.
Really? Yes. Over the fish tacos?
Yep.
All right.
Something about a fresh grilled ribeye right off the grill with the nice char.
Do
with
you
the
do
medium.
The steak on the flat top yet?
I haven't yet. I did a steak Saturday, and I did a 12-ounce ribeye from Hy-Vee. I did sear, pulled it off, cut it open. I sent you guys the pictures.
How long did you put that on for?
I seared it for a minute and a half on each side, and then I took it off the direct heat and just let it stay warm. And then,
how long did you leave it stay warm for?
It's tough to say timeline wise. I do it by feel.
Yeah.
So I'll finger it in the middle, and when I get to that point where I'm like, okay, that's that medium rare or medium that I like, pull it right off, and then just let it rest for about.
You gotta let it rest
for about 5 minutes. I'll splash a little Liam Pearings Worcestershire sauce on there. And then I'll slice it into strips.
Would you drink a whole bottle of Liam Perrins for $5?
Not $5. That's a lot of salt.
I that's what I think. My friend offered me that when we were drinking this weekend. $5. And I'm like, it's $5.
I mean, maybe like my bar tab that night.
I'd need a spoonful of mustard for $5. But
oh, man. I'd do that for free.
It was supposed to be spicy, but it really wasn't that hot.
I love hot mustard.
I do, too. Cleans out the sinuses, man.
But we did Phillies last night on the Blackstone. And I'd never done this before, but I have horseradish sauce, and I put that on the baguette that I got from Hy-Vee.
Yeah, that's money, dude.
That's like horseradish.
I don't know if we got like the fresh Hy-Vee rolls, but they were so soft, and like right when I opened the bag, it's just the whole kitchen, the aroma was like that fresh bread.
Yeah.
I was like, these are different, and slit it in half, put that horseradish on the bread, loaded the Philly up with pepper jack cheese on it, and then threw the fake cheese on top of that, went to bed 10 minutes later.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, shout out to Zach. Zach is the winner of the Famous Father. That Famous Father was Mac?
Fred Flintstone.
There you go. You think anybody got it by
That's
bowler?
All, folks.
You think anybody got it by bowler?
I think they probably got it by bedrock. Actually, Father One, I think, gave it away.
Oh, yeah.
Because he only had Pebbles. Bam Bam was the kid next door.
That's Barney's kid.
I think Pebbles and Bam Bam ended up hooking up back in the day, right? And getting married, and then they had kids of their own.
I just want to win, Jim. Call me Mr. Flintstone because I can make your bedrock. Great song back in the day. Coming up on the other.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Decide we are 87 days away. 87 days away from the Chiefs' first football game on Friday night in Brazil.
Max, well, that's the first NFL game according to the NFL calendar, too.
They don't count America's team anymore as Cowboys. But coming up, Matt gives his burning question 87 days away from the Chiefs' first football game here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Locked, caught, and ready to rock.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.